Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network. The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 9 through 12. Brethren, we feel sure of better things that belong to salvation, for God is not so unjust as to overlook your work and the love which you have showed for his sake in serving the saints, as you still do. And we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness in realizing the full assurance of hope until the end, so that you may not be sluggish, but imitators of those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Today's Gospel is according to St. Mark, chapter 7, verses 31 through 37. At that time, Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, through the region of Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they besought him to lay his hand upon him. And taking him aside from the multitude privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly, and he charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak. On this day, the 17th of March, we commemorate St. Patrick, the Enlightener of Ireland. St. Patrick, the Apostle of the Irish, was seized from his native Britain by Irish marauders when he was 16 years old. Though the son of a deacon and a grandson of a priest, it was not until his captivity that he sought out the Lord with his whole heart. In his confession, the testament he wrote towards the end of his life, he says, After I came to Ireland, every day I had to tend sheep, and many times a day I prayed. The love of God and his fear came to me more and more, and my faith was strengthened, and my spirit was so moved that in a single day I would say as many as 100 prayers, and almost as many at night, and this even when I was staying in the woods and on the mountain. And I would rise for prayer before daylight, through snow, through frost, through rain, and I felt no harm. After 6 years of slavery in Ireland, he was guided by God to make his escape, and afterwards struggled in the monastic life at Auxerre in Gaul, under the guidance of the holy bishop Germanus. Many years later, he was ordained bishop, and sent to Ireland once again, about the year 432, to convert the Irish to Christ. His arduous labors bore so much fruit that within 7 years three bishops were sent from Gaul to help him shepherd his flock. My brethren and sons whom I have baptized in the Lord, so many thousands of people, he says in his confession. His apostolic work was not accomplished without much weariness and painfulness, long journeys through difficult country, and many perils. He says his very life was in danger 12 times. When he came to Ireland as its enlightener, it was a pagan country. When he ended his earthly life some 30 years later, about 461, the faith of Christ was established in every corner. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts, used by permission, all rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and Lives of the Saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's Online Chapel Initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.